Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Cause every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. When life gives you lemon, instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm doing much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. When life gives you lemon, instead of champagne. I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I have in each day. If I can just get out of my own way. When life gives you lemon, instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, lemonade, so dumb. It's already been done like a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show. This is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. And that was Alex Boyer, Lemonade. Okay, If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show is a show for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich, but unhappy, and broke and happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? what is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. There's free exposure if you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance. I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there will be no discussing religion or politics. If you're interested in becoming a co-host or a guest, inbox me or email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Okay, I know I've been away and my shows have become sporadic, but in any event, I'm here this evening. Last week I was in Washington, D.C., attending my brother, my brother's wedding. Yes, my brother got married. My next and my oldest brother got married. Him and his now wife have been in a relationship for over 40 years, and they finally got married. And congratulations to the both of you. I love you, and stay together for at least 140 more years. You know, I know there were tumultuous times. There were times when things weren't too good. There were times when things were good. But, you know, the two of you stuck in there, and now you're married, so hang in there. Okay, this evening's show is a show about secrets, lies, and alibis. Now, as we all know, or may know, a secret is something that's kept hidden from others and is only known to a few people. But sometimes a secret can go from one person to a lot of people because you tell that person, hey, this is a secret. And you tell that person, don't tell nobody. Next thing you know, that person's telling somebody. And it goes on and on and on. And then sometimes your secrets get exposed because it gets to the wrong person or whatever that secret may be. Say if you had the secret of about your BFF or someone you knew, you may have said something derogatory about them. And when it got back to them, somehow, some way, because now, mind you, you've only told this one person, but that person told somebody else, then that person told somebody else, then eventually it got back to the person that you had the secret about. Now, secrets are meant to be kept secret. That's why they're called secrets. But are secrets good to have? Because if you have to conceal something from somebody and something you only share with a few people, sometimes those secrets are harmful that you're harboring and secrets that you are keeping. You know, so all the time secrets are not good. And I really can't think of any secrets that are good. Let me take that back. There are some good secrets. Well, this is a good secret. If you're engaged and you don't want you giving your significant other a surprise party or something like that, that's a secret that's, you know, good. But some secrets are secrets that are harmful, secrets that can hurt people's reputations, secrets that can cause people to become angry, resentful, hateful. You know, and people hold resentful, angry, and harmful secrets as well. My family is so dysfunctional. And I'm going to put that out there because I'm not ashamed to admit that I come from a dysfunctional family. You know, just because I come from a dysfunctional family does not mean that I have to act dysfunctional, be dysfunctional because I came from that particular venue. But the thing of it is this, my family is so dysfunctional until at times I really want to be separated from them. By the same token, they are my family and I do love them, but it's just too many secrets and lies and alibis, going on in my family. And I'm to a point that I may have divulged a few secrets. I'm not going to lie about that. But sometimes sometimes it's secrets that you really can't keep in, or, you know, a secret you may feel that's not harmful to tell somebody else. So you'll say, well, I'm telling you this, but it's just between you and I. Then that person takes it upon themselves to tell somebody else, well, this is a secret that so-and-so told me, but don't tell nobody else. Then that person, and it gets going. Then eventually, whatever the secret was, it gets out, and the person who started the secret, you know, gets upset or, you know, goes through all these emotional turmoils behind it. When, like I said, some secrets are not as, I won't say bad, but some secrets are so minor, you know, and petty, I'll just say minor and petty secrets that, you know, I can't, if it gets out, it gets out, you know, a little minor petty secret, you know, but there's an overall bigger picture than that, because when the secret gets out, the person who had the secret goes into a defense mode or goes into a mode of anger and just can't understand, you know, why you divulged their secret. And the person who may divulge the secret really didn't, you know, mean any harm or anything like that, but just something just petty, you know, a petty secret. Now, I can understand if a person had a secret to where, say, like if a person robbed a bank and they got away with it and they told a certain person, yeah, I robbed a bank and I got away with it, whatever, whatever. Now, to me, if that's a secret that I would really keep to myself, because trust and believe, the person you tell that to is going to be so anxious to tell somebody else on the strength of you telling them, yeah, I robbed a bank and got away with it. You can't wait to pick up the phone and call your girlfriend, girl, so-and-so robbed a bank today and they got away with it. Then she gets on the phone, and the next thing you know, the law is knocking on that person's door who robbed the bank and got away with it, but divulged the secret to someone that they did that. There are some secrets that you need to keep to yourself. I mean, you should, because a person who robs a bank and get away with it, keep your mouth shut. I mean, I know it's wrong, but if you don't want to get caught, keep your mouth shut. You know, and if you're doing something, you're out here cheating with your next-door neighbor, and your next-door neighbor, she tells her next-door neighbor, girl, you know, me and Buddy, we've been hanging out and doing this and doing that. Trust and believe, that next-door neighbor is going to tell her next-door neighbor, and eventually it's going to get back to Buddy's wife. And you and Buddy are going to be on, Buddy's wife are going to be on outs, maybe get into a fight or whatever, you know. But sometimes there are secrets that don't even need to be spoke about. You know, just keep them to yourself, you know, between you and God or whatever. But, and like I said, I may have divulged a few secrets, but to me, they weren't anything that was harmful to anybody or, you know, for a person to, as far as I'm concerned, to get an attitude, because it was just, you know, petty secrets that I divulged. Person that, you know, I divulged the secrets about, I guess they think differently, you know, because like if I was that bank robber and I told somebody and it got back, I would feel some type of way. I would really feel kind of really bad because of the fact of the matter, it was wrong for me to rob the bank, number one, and I got away with it, number two, and then the fact of the matter that I told somebody and eventually got busted from running my mouth. So that's something that I would think twice about doing, but not to say that I'd rob a bank. That's just a little scenario that I'm using at this particular time. So don't think that I would go out and rob a bank and get away with it and keep it a secret. No, because that's wrong. But, you know, I'm just making a little scenario over different things as far as, like, secrets. And, you know, people getting upset over little petty secrets opposed to something more serious. Because some secrets, like I said, are not even meant to divulge, you know. And to bring this up, this may be a little far-fetched, but they've been saying on the radio that Usher is spreading herpes. Now, that is a secret that should have been kept secret. You know, he's a celebrity, and it's all on the radio, and, you know, women are suing him for infecting them. And, you know, that could have been handled a little different than what it was, because I'm quite sure that when the person found out that he had infected them, they, you know, obviously went to the doctor, told the doctor who they were infected by. They may or may not have told the doctor, let's put it like that, who they infected them, but they had to tell somebody in order for it to be all over the radio that Usher is infecting women with herpes, you know, and that's not a good thing because it could have been handled a little bit different, you know. Maybe Usher should have, when he found out that he was infected, you know, maybe he should have used protection or whatever, but, you know, that's a secret that should not have gotten out the way that it did. But it did. You know, secrets get out. They have a way of getting out because what happens in the dark will come to light. Believe that. It may not be right after you tell a secret. May not be a day, 2, 3 month, year, but believe me, what happens in the dark will come to the light. So, you know, if you got a secret and you don't want anybody to divulge it, keep it to yourself. You know, I have secrets that I have told people, and I really haven't heard any, well, I don't really tell that many secrets anyway, but people that I've told secrets to, I haven't really heard anything. It hasn't come back to me, but I'm talking about secrets about myself. I'm not talking about secrets about something someone told me. I'm talking about secrets about myself. But, you know, a secret did get out on me, and but it wasn't like I wasn't going to express this secret to a certain person. But now that the secret's out, you know, it's all good because basically it saved me the time of when I was going to do it, because I was always thinking about when is the right time, when I was going to do it, how I was going to do it. So now it's out. And that's it. You know, it was just, it really wasn't a major secret or anything like that, but it was a secret that I felt that I should have been the one to tell the person about. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, it's out, and that's it. You know, but people who have secrets, generally, you know, a secret is to hide something or to conceal something. And it's either about somebody or something you did or something you know that you're concealing or hiding. And like I said, it will come to light. It will come to light. Trust me, because like I said, my secret came to light. And I really wasn't expecting it to come to light the way that it did. But, like, when it did, it was all good because I was going to divulge the secret anyway to this person. But the person who divulged the secret didn't give me that opportunity. Okay, so that's that with secrets. And if you have a secret that you have been exposed, give me a call and let's talk about it. The number to call is 646-652-2877. The number to call is 646-652-2877. And don't be ashamed or embarrassed, because I don't believe there's a person on this earth that don't have a secret or had a secret and wasn't a secret that wasn't exposed or will not be exposed. Because like I said, and I'm going to keep saying this over and over, what happens in the dark will come to the light. So if you got a secret and you think that nobody will ever know about it, think again. I'm going to tell you a secret that was going on in my family. My mother died in 1995 from cancer. May she continue to rest in peace. When my mom died in 1995, in 1996, my brother called me, my baby brother called me, and told me that he had gotten a call from an adoption agency and that we had another brother. So I'm thinking, I said, another brother? I said, wait a minute, hold up. It was mind-boggling to me because, you know, all these years, you know, just thinking that it was like seven of us. It was seven, but I had a baby brother who died when he was six, and I think I was nine. But so I said, well, what, you know, it was just like I had to catch my breath. So he told me that the lady had called because my oldest sister, and it's my oldest brother, we have the same mother and possibly the same father, but I know we do have the same mom. And his wife, well, according to the story, once we met my oldest brother, he had been trying to find my mother since he was in his 20s. And he, when he found her, he was like in his early 50s, I guess, something like that. But his wife had called the adoption bureau and told them that her husband had suffered from an illness and he needed to know if it was hereditary, you know, because they wanted to know for their children's sake. So they gave him my, the only person they could find was my baby brother. So we're on the phone and all these thoughts are going through my head, a brother, you know, why didn't Ma tell us, you know, what's going on? So when we went to meet him, he was telling us the stories that, you know, he remembered as far as like how he became adopted by a friend of my mother's mother, and, you know, what he went through in his life. And, you know, it was really heartbreaking, the things that he went through in his life, you know, because he was adopted. And sometimes you can get good parents who love you as if you were your own, as if you were their own child, or, you know, treat you like a human should be treated. But according to what he had told us, his life was really sad. It was really sad. And I was almost in tears, you know, the things he was telling me and my brother that he had been through in his life, being adopted, you know, by this by this woman and her husband. So my mom never told us that. But before she died, my mom had a home health care worker. And because my brother had informed her that, you know, we had found another brother. She told us that she knew that we had another brother. So my brother said, well, how did you know? She said that my mom had told her before she died. They were talking and looking at some pictures. And she asked her, you know, Ms. Johnson, how many, you know, children do you have? She said, I had 8, but I gave my oldest son up for adoption. She said, but don't tell, you know, my kids, meaning, you know, us left behind. So, but this was after my mom was dead, and my brother had ran into the home health care worker, and she had told her. So sometimes secrets can eat at you, you know, really bad, so you have to tell somebody. You just have to tell somebody. And I guess, you know, by her dying, being on her deathbed, that the home health care worker was the one that she wanted to tell. But, you know, to her, she obviously felt that she took that secret to her grave. But, say it again, what happens in the dark comes to the light. You know, and, you know, it was really kind of sad because my oldest brother never got to meet my mom or to grow up in a household that we grew up in, you know, to know mom. And, you know, but there's a lot, so much more to this story, but it would take me a while to get it out, and I only have not that much longer to be on the air. But, yeah, that was a secret that my mom thought she had taken to the grave, and I had asked my aunts, my mom's sister, did they know anything about it? Of course, no, we didn't know, blah, 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 blah. But I think it was a thing where they were sworn to secrecy, not to say anything about it, especially according to the way my brother was telling us the story, how things had went down from what he remembered. And I also believe that what he was saying was true, because my mom's side of the family was so, they were like, I want to say bougie, or, well, they were sort of uppity type, you know, but anyway, that's one of the secrets that, you know, happened in my family. And there's a lot of secrets, a lot of secrets. But I'm to the point where I don't really want to have any secrets. I don't want there to be any secrets, you know, just be open, upfront, and honest. Get those secrets off your back, because especially if they're not good secrets, if they're secrets that are harmful, hurtful, deceitful, secrets like that, you need to get them out of your system, because it's poisoning your system, and they're not good. They're not good secrets to have. You know, you will go crazy having something like that, you know, dangerous secrets on your mind, your conscience. So my advice is, if you have any secrets and you don't want anyone to know, don't tell anybody. Keep them to yourself. Keep them to enjoying God. Careful the secrets you keep. Be very careful, because they can be harmful, not only to the person you have the secrets on, but they can be harmful to you as well. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about lies. And lie is to tell a lie is an untrue statement made with the intent to deceive. Yes. So, and, you know, one thing about lying, if you don't remember the first lie you told and you get caught telling a lie, hey, the trust is gone. And trust is the hardest thing you could ever get back once it's gone. So, if you want to be deceitful, tell untruths, beware. Beware. That's why the world is in turmoil that it's in now. All on account of that devil telling Eve that lie. And if you're familiar with Genesis in the Bible, you know what lie I'm talking about. So, you know, don't lie. Now, it's not like I haven't lied, because trust me, I have lied, but I've also learned, you know, how harmful lies can be. Until I prayed and I asked God to help me not to be a liar. Even telling little lies can be harmful, you know. So the best thing to do is to be honest, open, and upfront. And you don't have to worry about remembering, well, what lie did I tell yesterday? How can I fix this? God, I can't remember what I lied about yesterday. Tell the truth. And you don't have to worry about what you lied about yesterday, a few minutes ago, a moment ago. The truth will set you free. It really will. Sometimes the truth may hurt, but the truth is better any day than telling a lie. Because lies are hurtful. Lies can kill. Lies are just not good. At all. So before you lie about something, take a deep breath, think about it, and if you think you're going to lie, sometimes it's best not to say anything, because that's just how it is. Even though you may have it in your system, you know, or you're thinking of a lie, don't let it come out. Just say, well, I have nothing to say. You know, plead the fifth. You know how they say, I'm pleading the fifth. And they're pleading it for a reason. You know, to keep themselves either out of jail or out of situations where they don't have to say, you know, they don't have to say the truth. You know, because lies are not good. They're not good at all. And like I said, I have lied. But I've also asked God to take that out of me, because it feels so good to tell the truth, you know, because you don't have to worry about it when you tell the truth. You know, you get things out above board on the table, and you receive respect for that. People look up to you, respect you, but when you lie, you get no respect, none. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show at 109.9 Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hosted by Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. For questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And remember, if life gives you lemons, make a martini. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
You know, in every town, there's a certain kind of woman who's always going around trying to steal other women's husbands. And sure enough, there's one in this town who thinks she's got my man. But listen, girl, this is from the real side. He sees you one night a week, and you think you're beating my time. The other six nights he's with me, and we get along just fine. So before you take him for granted, let's get one thing straight. I'm his one and only wife, and you're just a one night date. He works hard each and every day, bring his paycheck home on time. He may give you suspending chain, but most of it is mine. So girl, can't you see you're wrong? I know you'll understand. You're gambling on loving a married man, but holding a losing hand. So leave that married man alone. Oh girl, get out and find one of your own. That's what you ought to do now. You think that is yours, yes you do. We got our home, I drive his car, and we're happy, can't you tell? All you're looking forward to is one night in some motel. I know when he takes you out, you're as happy as can be. But he hurries to get it over with and rushes back home to me.
Gosh, you see.
Martini Show with your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson. Good night, all.
You just listened to the number one radio station on the internet, Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.